and away we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, where our unalienable rights are celebrated. And now, your radio refreshment, Ron Edwards.
We're back. Hello. And how are you? I'm Ron Edwards, and you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, a talk show like none other. Thanks for joining me this day, and it's great to be back with you. Even though, man alive, it's not so great in many areas. You know, every time I think that the left has reached the lowest level possible in human existence when it comes to activities and things of that nature, hey, they never cease to amaze me. Every time I think they've reached bottom, they create another bottom, then a sub-bottom, then one below that, and they keep going further and further down. I can't be specific, but if you go to a news site called News With Views, you will see in their latest articles what happens now in government school classrooms. Well, was happening in one particular one. And this particular teacher, I'm sorry, substitute educator, was doing in front of the class. It was at a high school. Man alive. Well, as they say in England, what a wanker. Idiot. But here's another thing. No, I've been saying that in the situation in Ukraine, that Putin is not the bad guy or not the worst guy in the entire situation, and that they've been poking the bear for many years. And also the Mr. Putin has been observing other evil comings and goings in Ukraine, along with them poking Russia. I didn't know until this morning that many children had been stolen from Russia by Ukrainians for child trafficking. Oops. Russian President Vladimir Putin has given himself a new mission in addition to ridding the Ukraine of Western-funded biolabs. He says that he's got to get rid of these child trafficking concerns out of there, considering revelations that foreign child traffickers had kidnapped Russian children and transported them to the Ukraine to sell into child slavery. According to Putin, the Russian Children's Welfare Society interviewed six Russian children ages 12 through 16 who were among the 100 multinational children freed by Spetsnaz on central Ukraine this past Friday. They shared similar harrowing stories. Three were abducted from their homes at night near the border city of Belgorod, which sits 10 miles inside the Ukrainian border. Now, their abductors captured them as parents worked or slept. Rural southwest Russia is rife with destitution, and parents unable to afford babysitters often entrust God to care for their children while they hammer out a meager living. The remaining three said that they'd been abducted at shopping centers when momentarily separated from their parents or their guardians. And this goes on and on and on. We're going to get into more details of this. Now, I've been telling you people for a long time that Mr. Putin is, you know, he's no angel. Who is, by the way, is not the worst player in this entire hot mess in the Ukraine. Let's not forget, the Ukraine has been a huge benefit to the Biden family. 31 million, that's what the media tells us, but actually it's probably more than that. And it goes on and on and on. But yet people only want to focus on Putin. And, you know, and look at who is going after Putin. Look at all of these nations that are going after Putin in the media and everything, and what their governments support. Isn't it ironic that almost every single government, or as they say down south, government that is in opposition totally to Putin, don't want to hear anything else but just destroy Putin, all of those particular governments are participants or supporters of globalism, getting rid of our unalienable rights here in the United States in support of the Biden effort to destroy this country from within. I just find that very interesting. And many people will continue to ignore these particular details. Why is it that automatically people like to dismiss out of hand these details, but accept information from media outlets that they know have been lying about many other things, such as the Russia gate with Trump? Those are the same people that are telling us all Putin bad, Putin bad, Zelensky good, stiletto Zelensky. That's what we should call him, stiletto Zelensky. Yep. It's amazing. Because people just don't want to see the truth for some sick reason. I don't get it. I don't understand. Now, yesterday, it was kind of funny. Funny, if you know what I mean, funny. One individual showed up for a LGBTQ plus rally in Orlando against Disney. One person. Okay, and maybe just a few in California at Disneyland. But yet, despite that, Disney vows to be more LGBTQ plus friendly after a very small employee protest. What gives here? What gives here? These biological freak participants seem to carry so much sway in society, so much so that many churches now are saying, oh, I guess it's okay for them to do what they do. They no longer preach from the word of God concerning that chosen, not born, but chosen practice. I find that very interesting and very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. America better wake up quick before she's really in big heap of trouble. I'm Ron Edwards, and you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Yabba dabba do.
The Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, where our unalienable rights are celebrated.
Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase, and to be sure to use the RE20 promo code, and you will receive a 20% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-826-5884. That's 800-826-5884.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
America's favorite get-together, the Ron Edwards American Experience. Join in at 985-218-0185. That's 985-218-0185.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
I know so many people who think they can do it alone. They isolate their heads and stay in their safety zone.
And we're back. You're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. And good news, even though I no longer watch the NBA, National Basketball Association games. I no longer watch them because of their political leanings and their craziness and retardedness. But I do have to give a tip of the hat to one Brooklyn Nets star, Kyrie Irving. Now, Kyrie Irving was one of the few who had the stones to say no to the jab from day one. He said, I'm not going to do it. Nope, not going to take this shot. I won't do it. You can't make me put that crap in my body. And guess what? Finally, after all this time, the mayor of Eric the Red Adams has said that, okay, I will lift the ban against Kyrie Irving playing in the Brooklyn Center for the NBA. Good. It's a small step in the right direction. We should be, as Americans, free to choose whether we take an unproven, especially in this case, an unproven gaggle of ingredients into our bodies that, as of yet, have little to do with curing anything, improving your immune system, making you strong enough to leap tall buildings with a single bound, whatever. I cannot think of anything good that those concoctions have, for our bodies. I can't think of anything, especially looking at the ingredients. I think I need to get the list back out, the old vaccination list of ingredients. And that's why I started calling them shots, because there's very little, if anything, in there to actually vaccinate you against anything good. Now, many athletes have developed heart problems after taking the jab. Many people have clogged veins now with gook. You know, it's kind of like a car that runs too long on oil and without changing it, and it turns into a gook. A lot of people are suffering from that. But have you noticed if you go to hospital now for anything, you can get treated? It was amazing how once Biden cut the funding off, you know, remember hospitals were getting $37,000 for each individual that came into the hospital. I mean, you could walk into hospital with a broken neck, and if you passed away, well, he died from Corona China virus. Oh, another $37,000. When that stopped, guess what? Overnight, in an hour, in an instant, suddenly the cases were dropped. Hospitals were suddenly treating people with all kinds of diseases and patching up broken bones once again. Oh, man. Hospitals were doing what they're supposed to do. Isn't it amazing? Well, Texas to complete border wall section this week. Well, I'll believe it when I see it. I really will believe it. And, well, GOP groups ask Wisconsin Supreme Court to affirm lower court ruling against ballot harvesting. That's going to be interesting in how that turns out, because, you know, why should there be ballot harvesting anywhere? I mean, if the left have such great ideas, aren't they intelligent enough to battle it out and win in an honest and open election process? I mean, why can't they just present their ideas and they act like they've got the best ideas on the planet? And if they're so magnificent and so wonderful, when presented, the people will go for them. And why can't they just win in an honest race? Oh, they can't. Oh, okay. The thing is, the majority of people don't want America to die. The majority of people want to maintain our unalienable rights, which come from God. Oops, the majority of people want to maintain our religious liberties. Oops, the majority of people in the United States of America want to maintain parental rights, property rights, you know, the whole nine yards. Yep, that's the deal. Ah. You know, you have to keep reminding yourself why the left always want to cheat. Well, it's a subject I wanted to avoid, but I got to touch on it anyway. Darn it. Ketanji Brown Jackson sits on the board of a particular school. Well, this particular school that Ketanji Jackson Brown or Ketanji Brown Jackson sits on, it pushes adult sexual content on children. Now, this is the same woman. Now, she's in support. Obviously, she supports pushing adult sexual content on children at this particular school. And she also suggests that there's no identifiable victims of drug kingpin for whom she cut prison sentence. These are things that we can explore and delve into as the hour progresses. This is a shame. And then you have these idiots here. I can't stand these people. You've got one individual. Her last name is Elsindor. She's a spokesperson on a rather meaty spokesperson for PBS. She says a lot of black women felt that KBJ was disrespected. See, women on the left, they have such a highfalutin opinion of themselves that if you approach them intelligently on issues that you may disagree or point out that they could be wrong, including Ketanji Brown Jackson, that's disrespect now. And see, this is the thing. Now, I remember this rather weighty individual, Elsindor, for PBS. I remember her, and I also remember another individual. He's a fat black guy with a big gray afro. Mystic or whatever his name is. And there were some other rather goofy individuals on the left who had nothing but horrible things to say about Donald Trump, horrible ways of describing him, horrible ways of describing Kavanaugh. They didn't just disagree with these individuals. They were nasty. They called names. They even spoke lies to try to win against these individuals. But yet, and I watched some of the hearings with KBJ, and these people were very polite, were very nice. And by the way, not all of the people who disagreed with Ms. KBJ were white. As of today, I watched a very nice young black woman. I don't remember her name, but she eloquently spoke about the history of the judiciary in this country. And then pointed out how the beliefs and actions of KBJ would be harmful to the foundation of this republic and more detrimental to our rights as individuals in this country. That was a black female. But see, if you disagree with with females today, especially black ones, that's being disrespectful. Well, guess what? Then I'll be disrespectful. And see, we have to stop, seriously though, we have to stop allowing these leftists to control the narrative. Because on one hand, just like they want to control the narrative on what you are or what you are called, whether you are a man or a woman, to the point where, I don't know what a woman is. I can't say, I'm not a biologist. Because they want to control the narrative. They want to take away distinguishable features and differences between men and women. Because if you get rid of those things, then why? What's wrong with screwing over females in sports? If there's no definable difference, if you want to scratch your head and act like there's no difference. And of course, this is also the leftists exposing their bigotry against God Almighty who created us. That in itself is really ballsy. Seriously. Talk about gonads. They are so bigoted and so self-anointed, self-aggrandized in their self, importance, that they think that they can actually usurp God, who could take away their breath just like that. Boom. And yes, I believe in God. I believe that we were created. And I'll explain why, because even among the conservatives, the Republicans, there are people that don't believe in God. They think we don't need God to establish and maintain morality and a good society. But here's the thing. Take anything you wear or drink out of. Do you think that the sand that it took to create the glass that you drink in, you think the sand that just popped together by accident and there glass was? Stacked neatly to be sold in stores? Do you think that what you wear just popped together due to an accident? No, somebody created those things. Somebody put that together. Somebody built the house that you live in. Someone constructed the computer that you use. Someone constructed the phone that you utilize, that you speak through. Everything on earth was created. Most by God, many by man. But there's nothing that comes together through accident, through a Big Bang theory, and we just fell together, molecules, all the distinguished differences between dogs, cats, butterflies, human beings, gorillas, chimpanzees. And for the idiots who still harp on evolution, Why aren't they smart enough to figure out and answer the question, if evolution were true, why are there still monkeys? Maybe somebody can call in and answer that one. I'm Ron Edwards, and you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. I shall return.
Voice of America.
Constitutional Grounds. The hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase, and to be sure to use the RE20 promo code and you will receive a 20% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup. During the time of slavery and in Hollywood movies, like Gone with the Wind, black females were referred to as mammy. Well, I have discovered that there is now the 21st century version of mammies alive and well. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Today, the number one customer of abortion clinics are, of course, black American females, who in some locations like Harlem, New York, abort more babies than the number of babies allowed to be born alive annually. Many also remember either reading in history books and seeing in movies where black females were forced to nurse and take care of the master's little children at the expense of rearing their own. Often the black fathers were sold off or not allowed to exhibit parental authority on the plantation. It is amazing that today an increasing number of single black females who have aborted their male babies are now proudly adopting white little boy baby. I recently saw a YouTube video about this modern-day mammy phenomenon, after which I remembered, the more things changed, the more they remain the same. I'm Ron Edwards. Constitutional Grounds Coffee, simply go to theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-281-6030. That's 800-281-6030.
The Ron Edwards American Experience, the talk show that celebrates America and reminds everyone she's worth fighting for. Join me, host Ron Edwards, and also don't miss a daily page from the Edwards Notebook commentary right here on
K-Star Talk Radio Network.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
Last frequency.
LibertyTalk.fm.
The new voice of America.
Welcome back to the Ron Edwards American Experience, being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Simply go to theronedwards.com. to purchase your great Constitutional Grounds coffee, the coffee you want in your cup. You know something? Trump continues to triumph. Former President Donald Trump's favorability rating is in much better shape than every national political figure, including those the corporate media spent billions and billions of dollars to protect. What's key about favorability is that it's basically a likability poll. A winning favorability rating means the public likes you, which can be even more important than your job approval ratings. A good example is Barack Obama. For some reason, a lot of people liked the guy. They liked him. People liked the guy more than they approved of the job they did. So because they liked him, they didn't care if he was trying to destroy the country. Hey, I like Obama. But I vote for him despite the fact. So that meant basically that they liked Obama more than they liked the country. It was one of those things that allowed his approval ratings to sometimes defy gravity. What's so fascinating about Trump is that for the past 5 years, the corporate media have spent billions and billions of dollars smearing the guy as a racist, sexist, predator, Russian puppet. And it's not working, because those are all bald-faced lies anyway. It's about time lies were allowed to be defeated. Keep in mind,
Trump is going to be holding another rally coming up in Georgia very soon, so you might want to check that out. Putin continues to, in my opinion, do the right thing concerning Ukraine. And I've been saying this from day one, and even before the situation broke out in Ukraine, I tried to tell people that Putin is not the most wicked individual in the political spectrum. And he's not. I've never heard or read about Biden saying, I need to go after pedophilia perpetrators. I've never heard him say, we need to go after child traffickers. I never heard Biden say, oh, we've got to go and seal our border. But yet Biden and many others want to protect Ukraine, because by you protecting Ukraine, Biden and others like him are protecting their interests, not yours, not the interest of the United States of America. And whether Putin is our friend or not, I never cared. You know, the United States should be independent, very powerful, very rich, so that nobody, Putin, Zelensky, or anyone can tell us what to do or push us around, or even Xi Jinping. That's my position. I happen to be an American citizen, and I'm sorry, a sovereign American. One who loves his country, but yeah, sometimes I disdain the government, though. Love my country, but I disdain the government. There are people in the government that I like Marjorie Taylor Greene, and a few others, but for the most part, they're full of you know what. Board of Trustees plays critical role in pushing critical race theory, despite Ketanji Brown Jackson's denial. See, it's pretty bad when you just have naked lies just out there. Georgetown Day School's Board of Trustees, of which Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is a member, plays a critical role in the implementation of critical race theory at the school, despite Jackson testifying to the opposite. I mean, how can you? That's like saying, you know what? We're not sitting on a floor. We're not sitting in chairs on a floor. And yet, you're looking at the chair you're sitting in. While being questioned by Senator Ted Cruz about Georgetown Day School's curriculum being steeped in critical race theory, Jackson said the ideology was only taught in law schools and that the board she sits on does not control the curriculum. What a dance around. Fred Astaire would be proud. Despite this, documents from the school show an intense push to implement anti-racist ideology, which actually is not anti-racist. It's anti-American. It's simply a term used to surreptitiously refer to critical race theory with the guidance of the Board of Trustees. I wish people would care more about this country than being afraid to offend liars like KBJ. You know, I just did a small nod of approval towards New York City Mayor Eric the Red Adams, who dropped the vax mandate and the face diaper mandate for athletes. But yet, you know what? He's such a jerk at the same time, because he refuses to drop the mandate for private workers. For instance, if you work in one of New York's many restaurants, well, it used to have 27,000, probably down to about 18,000 now because of what the Democrats have done with the Corona China virus situation. You know, but see, this is why we, the people, have to just get together and say, screw it. Screw it. We're not going to participate, my friends. We got to get together on this. Let's light this candle. And if you agree with me, why don't you call the Ron Edwards American Hotline? 985-218-0185. And if you disagree, don't be afraid. 985-218-0185. 1-800-273-0185. That's the Ron Edwards American Hotline. And we can talk about it. Let's talk. Can we talk? Yep. Well, here's one Christmas movie I will not be watching. Alec Baldwin making movie comeback in Christmas comedies after fatal Rust shooting. Isn't it amazing? This guy can shoot somebody, kaboom, ta-da. And yet individuals who were walking around the Capitol on January 6th of 2021 never went in. There are people that never went into the Capitol and are still languishing in the American gulag. What a darn shame. That is damnable. And this fat belly guy, Alec Baldwin, is walking around free as a bird. And this sweet boy Smollett is walking around free after he was correctly thrown in jail for being a big fat liar, causing mayhem, national mayhem. And while he makes his appeal, he's out. He's out. Unbelievable. Overwhelming majority of Americans support suspending the federal state gas tax. I mean, that's nice. But you know what? If they suspend that, that takes the edge off. And my concern to that is if that is suspended, it still won't get to the root of the problem. And you know how Americans are. They sit around, wait for reasons to vote for Democrats. Things are getting a little better. Okay, well, I can go back to the voting for Democrats, the people that want to destroy the country. Or rhinos like, what's his name? Mr. Brocream. These people are so forgettable. Mitt Romney. What a hateful man. He thinks KBJ child porn attack is off course. He's a Republican now. And will not. See, he doesn't care that Jackson is on a board of a school that supports child porn. And he says it will not impact how he votes. Well, that statement alone should impact how voters cast their choice the next time they have to vote for that guy. He should be sent home packing. He should be replaced by a true conservative. I'll never forget years ago when I met the guy. When I first came to Michigan, he had a big rally, blah, blah, blah. And he seemed to be a real, real nice guy. And he spoke well on conservative values and things like that. I said, okay, he's pretty cool. Little did I know at the time what he turned out to be, a dirtbag, a political dirtbag. You know, basically a, wow. Ron Perlman. Well, that's another actor whose movies I'll never go see. He attacked Tom Cotton. Isn't it amazing how these leftists pigs, and if you look at this picture of Ron Perlman, he literally looks like a pig. If you go to Breitbart, in the picture, he literally looks like a silver-haired pig. Seriously. You know, the pink snout, but his whole face is pink, like the pink snout of a pig. And he's sitting there with a scowl saying that, and he's calling Tom Cotton an effing white slaver piece of S-H-I-T. And why do you think he's doing that, my friends? Oh, my God. Getting into the details of the story, they show a close-up of this guy. Oh, Lord. He looks like a human monster. Not Herman Munster, but a human monster, literally. Oh, my God. Left-wing Hollywood actor Ron Perlman has called Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arizona, an effing white slaver piece of S-H-I-T over the politician's recent line of questioning during Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court confirmation hearing. See, if you dig for the facts, if you simply go for the facts, because I watched some of that, okay? And you know who the piece of SHIT is? It's Ron Perlman, the pig face guy. And he looks like a pig. Hey, Doug, go to Breitbart. Doug is my producer. Go to Breitbart and look at this guy's picture, Ron Perlman, and you tell me, am I exaggerating? You tell the folks on the air, you open up your mic, and you tell me if I'm exaggerating or not.
I'll do it during the break. It's break time.
Yeah. I'm Ron Edwards, and I shall return.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm Jill Biden's husband.
Thank you. Thank you, George.
Will you ever run for political office again?
No.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase, and to be sure to use the RE20 promo code and you will receive a 20% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-826-5884. That's 800-826-5884.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to The Ron Edwards on the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Absolutely. I am the royalty of radio. Yep, Ron Edwards. And you, again, you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. Thank you so much for joining me this day. Well, we all know that this is the day the Lord has made, and we are certainly glad in it, despite the fact that I have to look at this picture of this guy who looks like a pig. His name is Ron Perlman. And he's attacked Tom Cotton, calling him all kinds of dirty names, because he simply asked the lady about issues. As Breitbart News reported, Senator Cotton grilled Judge Brown on crime statistics, focusing on her comments to a career criminal, drug kingpin, in 2018, in which she stated that she shared his frustration with regards to not being able to give him a lighter sentence, adding, "And for this, I'm sorry." I'm sorry. If you are lamenting over the fact that you cannot give, that you have to give the proper sentence to a career drug kingpin criminal, and you actually say, "I'm sorry," You shouldn't be grilled about something like that if you are being considered for the United States Supreme Court. We are supposed to use what my grandmother used to call judgment. You know, liberals like to run around saying, you can't judge, but we can use judgment. We have to be able to judge good from evil, right from wrong, et cetera, et cetera. If we don't use good judgment, I mean, come on. We'd end up drinking toilet water instead of good water. I mean, we have to use judgment and common sense in everything. Oh, my goodness. We got to take back the narrative, my friends. We have to. I got to ask you a quick question. Where are the Papa Bears? Big Daddy Bears, where are you? We always talk about Mama Bears. Christian influence in the world. Yep, Christian influence in the world, especially the United States, is waning. Why? Not because Christianity or faith in God is bad. It's the most important thing we have, basically. The land of the free and home of the brave is no longer free or brave. Somewhere along the road to destruction, the body of Christ made the decision to stop contending for the faith, stop standing for the truth, standing against evil, etc. According to the dictionary, contend is a strong active verb. It conjures up such synonyms as battle, compete, face off, fight, race, rival, vie. When was the last time you heard a sermon from the 6-foot popsicle stand in the pulpit that conjured up the competitive spirit in the heart of the pew sitters? Perhaps that is why male testosterone is in such short supply in the world today. You can check whatever version of the Bible you choose to use this day, and you will be hard-pressed to find the word nice when describing any of the characters that we classify today as heroes in the Faith Hall of Fame. Sorry, Charlie, but nice is not descriptive of those who lay down their lives that this nation might live.
You are all correct.
What now?
You are correct.
I am correct about what, sir?
White hair and all.
Oh, you're talking about Perlman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you. I didn't exaggerate one bit.
Those evil eyes. Oh, man.
Thank you, Doug. But back at the ranch here, you know, it comes to what are you going to stand for? If you run around saying you believe in Jesus, you believe in God, well, one of the first things you should be learning and teaching your children, by the way, is the Ten Commandments. Real simple, real short, straight to the point. Out of the Ten Commandments came the inspiration for our Bill of Rights. Yep, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, nor his wife, nor his ass, whatever. Meaning, leave his property alone. Hey, big government, stay out of our property. Stay out of our pockets. Christian virtue, oh, they may have been very nice at times, like King David, who kicked a lot of butt. And I don't remember him being described as nice, even though he's my second favorite individual in the Bible, after Jesus Christ himself, King David, one of the few human beings that when Jesus walked the earth, he spoke glowingly of King David. King David kicked a lot of dragon. But that was not a prerequisite of Christian virtue as lived out through the history of Christianity. Nice is a universal value. Even pagans and God-haters can be nice. The question is, not are Christians nice, but does the Bible teach us to always be nice? I think not. Is there ever a time when it is permissible for Christians to kick butts and take names? Is it unchristian for believers to fight against evil? Was Jesus a pacifist? Did Jesus ever get angry? Did he teach pacifism to his disciples, which has evolved into Wimpus Americanus Apologeticus today? Don't you find it a bit ironic that when the Prince of Peace returns, that he will be riding a white stallion, and in righteousness he will judge and make war? Uh-oh. Yep, Jesus will judge. Jesus will make war. Yep. The Prince of Peace will return to even the score. Oh, wait a minute. I thought we weren't supposed to judge. Oh, wait a minute. I thought we weren't supposed to get angry. Well, the Bible says, be angry, but sin not. And to fight against evil is not a sin. Ah. Someone says, oh, I thought we were only supposed to pray for our enemies. You mean the Prince of Peace will return in vengeance to make war on the forces of darkness? I wonder what he thinks of the passive, non-confrontational gospel emanating out of American pulpits and on radio networks like K-Star. Not K-Star, but what is it called? I can't think of it right now. I wonder what he thinks. I wonder what he thinks about social distancing, mask wearing, non-essential churches, and tyrannical government. I wonder if he were in Congress today, if the Prince of Peace would spend all of his time compromising and reaching across the aisle to find common ground with the enemies of the cross to make them happy at the expense of those who want to stand for what is right. Well, my friends, we're going to have to leave it there. Now that I see that my time is up, I want to thank you so much for your time. We shall meet again in 23 hours. And again, as they would say in another country, sayonara, hasta la vista, bye now.
To exit stage right.
Yep, it's time for me to step to the rear and get out of here and make like a tree of leaves and blow in the wind. Yep. I'm going to be getting out of here and we shall meet again. Until then, bye now.